Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Adi Adedoyin. Coming up, the Chelsea captain John Terry's disciplinary hearing enters a third day. Manchester City's indifferent form continues. The Premier League champions are knocked out of the League Cup.
Bono has decided to go towards goal now, onto his left foot, the shot's deflected and it's bobbled in beyond Pantilimon, and Paul Lambert is jumping for joy. It's Manchester City 2, Aston Villa 4.
And the USA team hope basketball legend Michael Jordan can inspire them to victory in golf's Ryder Cup.
You know, Michael being, you know, who he has been in a sport and what he's done, for him to be part of and want to be part of this is special for us. You know, this is, you know, one of the greatest athletes to ever live.
More from Tiger Woods in a moment, but we start with football, Andy. Chelsea captain John Terry is back at Wembley for the third day of his disciplinary hearing with the English Football Association. Terry's answering a charge that he racially abused the Queen's Park Rangers defender Anton Ferdinand in a match at Loftus Road last season. He was found not guilty of the offence in a criminal court in July. One of Terry's former managers has provided written evidence to the hearing, as our sports news reporter Richard Conway explains.
Over the last hour, I've discovered that Fabio Capello, the former England manager, and Franco Baldini, his assistant for a large part of his time here at Wembley, they've provided statements to the independent panel on the request of John Terry's lawyers. Now, I understand this request to them came about 2 weeks ago, and it stems around questions about whether they thought it was usual that John Terry or any player would have been subjected to an FA charge, having already been cleared by a criminal court, as indeed John Terry was at Westminster Magistrates in July. Now, I don't know the content of what they put in that in those statements, but those were the questions that were put to them. And the fact that I understand John Terry's defence have used those in the process of this hearing gives some suggestion, I think, of the support that Fabio Capello has continued to give to him. Now, that all relates, of course, I think, to reports about Terry's camp trying to see if Rule 6.8, which is an FA rule relating to where a previous civil proceedings or criminal proceedings have found a verdict, that the FA hearing would take that as a basis of fact on which to proceed, unless, according to the FA rule, it can be proven otherwise. So it seems that a lot of legal argument has stemmed around this rule, and the fact that that Terry's lawyers have gone to Fabio Capello lends some credence to this, that they have attempted to get this charge dismissed on those grounds. But as we now know, this proceeding is in process. We're into day three. John Terry is back behind me here at Wembley for that hearing again. So perhaps we'll learn in the coming days the nature and the extent to which those arguments were put forward.
The Wigan manager Roberto Martinez has been charged with misconduct by the Football Association. It follows comments he made about the referee following Wigan's Premier League match against Manchester United in September. Meanwhile, the Manchester City boss Roberto Mancini admits to being concerned about their early season form. The Premier League champions have won only two of their five league matches this season and were beaten 4-2 by Aston Villa in the League Cup on Tuesday. Mancini says it's been a frustrating few weeks.
We had a problem with the pre-season because we didn't have all the players. We have a new players one day before the start of the season. This could be a problem, but we don't play well, and this is my fault because I'm the manager, and now I should find a solution quickly because we have an important games, and nothing. I think that we can improve and we can go out from this situation only by the work.
What is the solution? How do you find it?
Work hard to understand that this season is a new season. We need to forget everything what we did last year, because in the past, the second season after to win a championship, we need to work harder than last year. Our problem is that we don't play very well, our play is too slow, and this.
In contrast, Bayern Munich set a German Bundesliga record for the best start to a season thanks to a 3-0 win against Wolfsburg. They're now 2 points clear at the top of the table after a fifth successive victory. Eintracht Frankfurt dropped their first points of the season. The newly promoted side came from behind twice to draw 3-3 at home to champions Borussia Dortmund. There was just one game in Italy on Tuesday. The Serie A champions Juventus held to a 0-0 draw at Fiorentina, though the result extends their unbeaten record in the league to 44 games. Now, Dynamo Kiev have named the Ukraine coach Oleg Blokhin as their new manager. He signed a 4-year contract and replaces Yuri Semin, who was sacked on Monday following a run of 4 defeats in their last 5 matches. Blokhin remain in charge of the national side for next month's World Cup qualifiers against Moldova and Montenegro before concentrating on his club duties. Now, tickets for the upcoming Africa Cup of Nations go on sale in South Africa on Wednesday. They're going to be available in some supermarkets as well as over the phone and on the internet. The chief executive of the local organising committee, Mavuzo Mbebe, is very aware of the history of poor attendance figures at the tournament, but he feels this time around they've taken all the necessary precautions to make sure that doesn't happen.
We have done everything possible on our part. The 3 steps that are required to get people out there, make sure that it's easily accessible. We have ticked that box. I think the platforms we've created make it easy for people to buy tickets. Make sure the system is not cumbersome. We think that we've done that. Thirdly, make sure that the tickets are affordable. I think from our part, we've done what is required to do that. I think that we're sure that people are going to go out there and buy tickets. And we've put the incentives in place in terms of discounts and the first person to buy the ticket to be able to be upgraded to a VIP and so on. So I think we're comfortable. Obviously, we are preparing to run other marketing campaigns leading up to the draw. And then obviously the big campaign push will start after the draw.
On to golf now here on the BBC World Service. And practice continues today at the Medina Country Club ahead of the start of the Ryder Cup on Friday. The club boasts legendary NBA player Michael Jordan as one of its members. The former Chicago Bulls star has been helping the United States to prepare for the tournament. He's been given advice about dealing with the pressure of the big occasion. Tiger Woods says he's been a great addition to their side.
You know, Michael being, you know, who he has been in a sport and what he's done. For him to be part of and want to be part of this is special for us. You know, this is one of the greatest athletes to ever live, and you know he wants to be part of golf and be part of and share with us what he's been through. And for us, that's incredible.
Russia celebrated the 500-day countdown to the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi on Tuesday with a series of nationwide events. Organizers also introduced the game's new slogan, Hot Cool Yours. Around $30 billion US dollars have been earmarked for building facilities and developing infrastructure in Sochi. And the head of the organizing committee, Dmitry Chernyshenko, says those improvements are approaching completion.
Biggest construction site in the world, 70% of the construction already done, and we're finishing, and we're in the most exciting part when we are starting to own our venues and to make them operational, because people are making the games, not the wall. It's a crucial milestone for all of us, for all Russia, not only for us organizers. It's a critical exam for us to pass through the intensive test events, which is forthcoming for the next winter season, when we will test our state-of-the-art, purpose-built, absolutely new infrastructure, both in the mountain and in the coastal cluster.
And before we go, a reminder of our top story. The Chelsea captain, John Terry, is back at Wembley for the third day of his disciplinary hearing with the English Football Association. He's answering the charge that he racially abused the Queen's Park Rangers defender, Anton Ferdinand, in a match at Loftus Road last season. The former England manager, Fabio Capello, has provided written evidence to the hearing. Get more on that story on Sport Today at 16:30 GMT. And one other bit of news, the Wigan manager, Roberto Martinez, has been charged with misconduct by the FA. That comes after comments he made following Wigan's Premier League match against Manchester United back in September. Well, stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day. You can, of course, get more on our website, BBC World Service.